Welcome to the Passionpreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan C. Green. That's right. Welcome to another episode of the Passionpreneurs Podcast. This is the podcast where we help you turn your passions into profitable enterprises. I am your host, Ryan Green, and I want to thank you for tuning in. If you missed any past episodes, want to get more information on how to become a passionpreneur, or want more resources, make sure you join us online at www.thepassionpreneurs.com. Make sure you join us on the email list and follow us on social media. Facebook, we have a group. You can find us at the Passionpreneurs Group on Facebook. You can also make sure you go to my website, www.ryancgreen.com. That's green with the E. For more tools and resources, make sure you go ahead and follow me everywhere. I'm on Facebook at I Am Raji Page, and I'm on Twitter and Instagram at I Am Raji Official. I am excited because for the next couple of weeks, what I want to do is I'm going to share, you know, if you've been following me and you know that I have some great news. I have a new book coming out, Leadership University. So for the next couple of weeks, what we're going to do, a couple of special episodes, is we're going to share with you some of the insights and information from the new book. So the next couple of weeks are going to be great as you grow as a passionpreneur, as you want to grow and become a turn your passions into profitable enterprises. You have to grow as a leader, and my new book is going to help you do that. The new book is called Leadership University, and what I did with this book, I'm really excited about it, the book, because this is my sixth book, and those who follow me know I write about leadership, success, you know, your passion, how to really find your purpose. I have a book on how to overcome obstacles and really get back to what it is you were called to be. So this book, what I did was over the last 10 years, actually it's been 11 years now, that I've been writing since my first book, Success Is In Your Hand, was released. You know, I've given you leadership lessons here and there, and I've written a book, my little black book of leadership, where I talk about the past relationships, my 15 leadership lessons I learned from my ex-girlfriends. I've done a lot of leadership training, but never have I put all of the leadership lessons that I've taught into one book. So that's what I did here. That's what I did with Leadership University. I took all of the leadership lessons that I've taught through all of my books and some of my trainings, and I put them into one book. And I did that. So this is a 52-week leadership manual. It's 52 weekly leadership lessons on becoming the leader others will beg to follow. So when you get a copy of the book, which is available right now at www.ryancgreen.com, when you get a copy of the book and open it up, you're going to see that Leadership University is formatted like you're going to college, like you're in a university. There's four sections. There's a freshman year, sophomore year, junior year, and senior year section. Then at the end, there's a game plan, which is your final exam. So it's really a fun book, a beautiful design, probably like nothing you've ever seen before. So I'm excited about the book, and I want to hope that you will go ahead and get it. If you have a team that you lead, this book will help you each week. If you have weekly meetings, this book will give you something to talk about, something to grow your leadership of your team as you grow as a leader for yourself as well. So today, for this week's episode, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about one of the chapters in the book. And today's chapter we're going to talk about is actually Leadership 209 in the book, and it's called Don't Get Consumed with Trying to Fit In. Don't get consumed with trying to fit in. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to read some of the book, give you a little preview into the book, read some of it, and then I'm going to add a little bit at the end, and that's going to be it. You know, if you've listened, if you're a fan of the show, you know we don't do a whole long show. We don't have to do an hour worth of show just because that's what people say you're supposed to do. We don't have to do 30 minutes. We're going to give you what you need in the time that it takes to give it to you. And that's it. You know, I don't need to worry about it. I don't add a bunch of fillers to this show. I feel like it's, if you're going to give me part of your day and your time, then it's important for me to get give you the content that you came looking for. Not a whole bunch of extra stuff, not a whole bunch of fluff, not a whole bunch of salesy stuff. So here we go. Don't get consumed with trying to fit in. Let's start here. Do you remember as a baby, one of the first toys you received being some kind of shape toy? You know, the toys where you had to put the correct shape into the right hole. Mine was a dump truck. Do you remember how frustrating it made you when you, no matter how hard you tried to force that star shape into the square hole, it just wouldn't fit in? You would cry and throw a tantrum because the toy was broken, and eventually give up and throw the whole truck at your little sister. I'm sorry, Stacy. I bet if someone were to buy that same toy for Christmas this year, you may ask, what the heck were you thinking about buying me this baby toy? But what if the toy is only for babies? Why as adults do we still play that same game with our lives? See, we try to squeeze our broke, bad credit, check, finance peg into the lifestyles of the rich and famous hole by spending more money on a purse than you can afford to put in the purse, or to appear more well off than we are, and we continue to make poor financial decisions. Our youth try to squeeze their suburbia-raised, two-parent household, six-figure income, private school-educated peg into an I'm a drug-dealing, high school dropout, gang-banging, trap music, thug from the hood hole, just because that stereotype is celebrated in mainstream media. Constantly, we frustrate ourselves with trying to fit into something that we're not. We overlook the blessings of what we have and the power of our story, all in an effort to fit in with the in crowd, because we think they have better than we do. If you're looking for a better leader, if you're looking to be a better leader, you cannot expect to fit in. Followers fit in while leaders break the mold. Now, I share a story in here about Vince Young, quarterback Vince Young. Some years ago, when he was still playing, he was asked to respond to comments made by Donovan McNabb about adversity faced by black quarterbacks in the NFL. McNabb talked about the extra pressures he faced and obstacles he had to overcome in order to be judged by the same standards as white quarterbacks in the league. Young stated that McNabb was exaggerating and that he didn't experience the same problems as Donovan did. Never mind the fact that Young did not see this as an obvious ploy by the media to quiet the grumblings of the black player by getting another black player to say it's not that bad. The bigger picture that Vince did not grasp is that things for him are not as hard today because Donovan McNabb came into a league 7 years before him and went through the pain and hardships alone in order to pave the way for black quarterbacks like Vince Young to be seen equal as white quarterbacks. If you look today, just about every NFL team has at least one black wide receiver that once played quarterback but was told to change his position because he was not good enough to lead a team. Had McNabb succumbed to the pressure of just fitting in instead of proving that black men can quarterback and lead a team, Vince Young may have ended up being a wide receiver. While today Vince Young, well, back then Vince Young was seen as one of the best young quarterbacks regardless of race, 9 years before that, Donovan McNabb had to prove his worth by leading the pack and breaking the mold. And we even see that today when you have, we just saw Cam Newton. You know, Cam Newton's a young quarterback who he's broken the mold. And one thing about breaking the mold is that as you break the mold, people aren't going to let you just break the mold and not kick back. They're not going to let you just lead and do things that they haven't been able to do before. And that's what makes a leader special. That's what makes a leader someone people want to follow, because the leader is the one who has to break down the wall. The leader is the one who's fighting the obstacles, fighting the roadblocks to make the path clear for those coming behind them. So as you grow as a leader, you have to think about where are you and what are you trying to fit into that really isn't you. You know, I have conversations with my friends, and we talk about all the time just being our authentic selves. And that's one thing that I really, you know, grasp onto and really think is so important, is just that authenticity, because people can see when you're being fake. People can see when you're not really being you. And if you're trying to present something to someone, they can tell your discomfort when you're not being you. You know, I'll use myself as an example. As a professional speaker, I can't get stuck trying to compare myself with other speakers. There are speakers who have tons of energy and are bouncing around the stage, and there's speakers who may speak in big eloquent words, and there's speakers who may dress better than me. But you know what? I can't control what other people do, and I can't get stuck trying to be them. You know, when I get on stage, I rock the stage because people like seeing me be me. You know, I do my thing my way, and it resonates with the audience because of my authenticity that I bring to the table. You know, I'm thinking about, let's look at Allen Iverson. Allen Iverson is about to be inducted to the NBA Hall of Fame. And think about him and where his life is taking him. You know, the mistakes that he's made aside, the one thing about Allen Iverson is that He never tried to fit in. Allen had this passion inside about knowing who he was and not willing to compromise that for anyone. If you look at the NBA, I mean, the NBA's dress code was put in place today because of Allen Iverson. People were afraid of this element, if you will, that Allen Iverson was bringing to the NBA, because while he was making millions, he wasn't going to change who he was. You know, he was there to do a job, and he did it at the top level, night in and night out. And again, while he wasn't always, you know, what people wanted, he wasn't always as polished as some would have hoped. Allen didn't try to fit in, and he's been rewarded for that now by being inducted to the NBA Hall of Fame. So as a leader, again, you need to really take an evaluation of your life, your business, your family, and that landscape, and really ask yourself, am I really being me? Am I just trying to fit in somewhere, or am I doing what is genuinely in me to do? Am I presenting my 100% authentic self every day? When you think about it, what it takes to really motivate and influence other people to follow, you can't spend the rest of your life trying to fit in. You can't those who fit in are the followers. You know, so leaders can't fit in. You've got to find a way to be on the outside and have those people captivated to follow you. So that's going to be this week's lesson. I want you to make sure that as you focus and you grow as a passionpreneur and as you grow as a leader, that you don't get consumed trying to fit in. You can't be me. I can't be you. But you can only be the best you that you can be. So make sure that you focus on that. Going forward. So I want to make sure that you go ahead and go. Don't forget to go to the website. You can order the book if you like what you hear, www.ryancgreen.com. And I look forward to talking to you next week. All right. Be blessed. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Passionpreneurs Podcast, a production of Greenhouse Media. To listen to past episodes and to subscribe to our email list, visit www.thepassionpreneurs.com. I'm Ryan C. Green. Thanks for listening.